Simply Done, the podcast network.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Done, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. Hi, I'm your old pal, Don. And that's it. There's no Mole, there's no Perry. There's Mary Jane. Say hi, Mary Jane.
Hello.
It makes it official. Today, you and I have been part of every single Big Three Podcast in the history of the show. From the very first show at Ace Broadcasting to this show right here, at Simply Down the Podcast Network Studios at a secret location in West Hollywood. The two of us have been part of every single show.
Hooray for us!
The reason I'm coming on today is because of this. Because this is kind of sad news. After a little over 21 years, the Big Three is officially broken up. Now, this is pretty sad, I'll tell you the truth, but to explain it to you, we had too many problems with Perry. Perry was getting more and more violent. His attacks on Mary Jane pushed me to the absolute limit. And what we had to do is we had to have a commitment from Perry to be part of this, because we were trying to head towards a finish. We were going to have a fund anything account, and we were going to try to raise money for either movie, but we were actually starting to think, and we had some people tell us that maybe the best thing to do is to try to do a 10-episode reality show. And we were starting to get very excited about that. Well, we needed Perry 100% on board. As you know, the last few weeks, last few shows, he's been really crap. And it was topped by this last show that we did. It was going to be the comedy Pirock Resurrection, which in itself was funny, but here was the twist. Mole was a musical guest pushing his new album, and he sang some live stuff in the studio, but he had brought a friend from Wisconsin who was originally from England, so he spoke with a British accent. Well, this friend was Perry in disguise. I had no idea who it was. Did you get it, Mary Jane?
No, I had no idea who it was.
But a little bit earlier, you had gone on the roof and you saw Perry. Now, he wasn't even supposed to be here.
They told me that Perry was loaning Mole money.
Now, that seems a little bizarre that Perry was loaning money to Mole. He doesn't have a reputation for doing that a lot. Didn't that throw you at all?
Well, I did, especially because in the elevator he was screaming something about $2.
Okay, all right. So anyway, he loaned him money. Then you came downstairs, but when you went back up there, Perry had left.
Yeah. When I came back to the roof, Mole had some guy up there I've never seen before. I think his name was Chet.
Now, Chet, as we found out much later, was actually Perry with a mustache, fun glasses, and a wig. And it threw me for a complete loop. And the British accent was unbelievable. Anyway, this led to Perry, as usual, getting upset, and he ended up biting me. So, after the podcast, I decided to have a meeting to see if we were going to continue on with the Big Three. At that meeting, besides myself, there was Mary Jane, Lisa Marie, they were both in the studio, and Perry's manager, Nick, I had him on the phone. Now I explained to Perry that we would spend until the end of the year trying to get a sequel movie or TV series during the next 5 months. We were going to try to raise some money through Fund Anything, and Perry would make some additional money through some t-shirt sales that we were going to have, and through the 10th anniversary of Windy City Heat Party that we were going to have. I told Perry this was going to be his last chance. After this, no more chances. And all he had to do was show up to the podcast 2 hours a week and to not write anything on the social networks about quitting the show or suing us. He went on, he promised 100% he was on board and that he would cause no problems anymore. Then to make sure that everything, after that hour and 15-minute meeting, to make sure everything was still going good, I had him speak with Lisa Marie while she was driving to his car. Then when he got in his car, after talking to her about it, he got in and talked with Nick on his entire way home, talking about the same stuff. Less than 12 hours later, he was back online saying the same type of bullshit that we've been going through forever. So I had a decision to make, and I felt that it was unfair to work my ass off and to have the fans donate money to us and buy plane tickets, hotel rooms, and anything else they needed to set for an event that Perry could drop out of, and that would screw everybody. Now, it's kind of hard to comprehend that this is the end, but it really, really has to be. The pressure that's put on me is screwing up my life, and it's getting way, way too much. It causes Mary Jane grief, doesn't it, Mary Jane?
Yes, Perry not cooperating makes production a disaster.
I would like to say it was truly a joy working with Mole. What a pro, what a funny guy Mole is. Sometimes I had his differences with his manager, Tony. Mary Jane, you were an angel on earth. You bust your ass and you got very little money out of this, and you spent almost 3 years doing this for me. I adore you for that. I really do. Vince, you know, I'd have him come out here and say something, but I don't think we should bore people to death with that one. All in all, this was a quite a ride. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to call Perry, and we're going to talk to Perry, and I'm going to let him know that it's over right now. I am sorry to the fans, because the fans, my God, were you fun. You got what we were doing. You played along perfect. There were some people that were great. There were some real assholes that really thought, oh, we don't need Don and Mole in this. We'll do this ourselves. There was a couple guys that got in touch with me telling us plans that they had and how they were going to work with Perry. And I said, oh, really? Do you have money for a movie? Oh, no, no, no. You guys raised that. We'll just be on his side. Like, what the fuck? And these were the guys that Perry listened to. Perry listened to a lot of people that fed his head full of bullshit. And while they were filling his head full of bullshit, they were telling him, stay away from us. Well, this is my opinion. We've been working on this for over 21 years. We kind of had something going. We were going to do it 5 more months. It would have been smart for you guys to wait till we were done. Then when he was a little more popular, then if you wanted to use him, that would have been great. But my personal feeling, think of your own fucking ideas. Jeez, oh man. Clearly we knew what we were doing. You didn't. You guys that told him shit like this fucked it up. For every time there was a Justin Bieber that added to the story and told Perry that it was great that he was working with us, that was fun. That was smart. There was numerous people that didn't feel that way and wanted to cut us out. Well, fuck you guys. You ruined it. Because he did listen to you, and now look at it. We're now ending before the big show, before another movie, before a TV series, before whatever we were going to do. You fucked it up. And thanks a lot, you fucking assholes. So I'm going to call Perry right now, and I'm going to let him in on the news. Now, I really don't blame Perry for this. Perry was misled, and he doesn't know what to fucking do. He just listened to what anybody would tell him. And unfortunately, his head was filled with bullshit. So anyway, let's call Perry now.
Hello?
Perry.
Yes, sir.
It's Don Barris.
Hi.
How are you?
How are we doing?
Well, what we're doing right now is we're recording the podcast for that'll come out tomorrow. I have Mary Jane in here.
Hello.
And
I'm Mary Jane.
And I have Nick on the phone.
Hello. Hi, Nick.
Okay.
Hello. Why are we recording it right now? I'm at home. I'm not there in the studio.
Well, because I kind of have some bad news.
So what is the bad news?
Okay. Well, I want you to listen to this, and I want you to understand something. I want you to understand that the past 21 years, I have not tried to hurt you. I know that you feel that way, but no one has tried to hurt you on this side. We took you. I said that I would do something for you. We did it. We made a movie. We made a great movie. You're very proud of that movie, aren't you?
Yes.
When your mother passed away and you lost your job, you asked for help, did you not?
Yes.
I put together a podcast 3 years ago after you ruined a movie.
Okay.
I never wanted you to be hurt. That's the reason after shows or after phone calls or anything that we taped, I tried to get in touch with you and talk you down.
Okay.
It became way, way too much. Nick came in the picture because you listened to Nick. Nick was there for you.
Yes, I agree, and I thank Nick a lot for that.
Well, that's nice. And, you know, and I should say this, Lisa Marie, when she came into the picture to try to help out,
she was a good person too.
And she did.
The last phone call
well,
I gave her.
Okay, well, that's
over the doctor matter.
Okay, well, the
but
doctor
she twisted it.
The doctor matter I read on fucking line. I read online. Lisa had nothing to do with that.
Because somebody told me that you thought that the doctor.
Who told you that?
The doctor said that.
Who told you that?
Tom.
Tom who?
Brennan.
How would Tom know anything about it?
Because Tom and I were talking.
But how would Tom know something like that? How would Tom know my feelings?
Tom told me he was talking to you.
Well,
he wants this to work.
Okay, Tom lied to you.
He wants this to work.
Okay,
he doesn't want
a lot of people, as you saw the past few days, wanted it to work. A lot of people. Right? Did you read some of the stuff online?
Yes.
What did you read?
A lot of things. People are hoping that that we don't break up. They want to know if we're taping a podcast Friday.
That's what you got out of it? You didn't hear their anger at you?
I saw a few messages that people were mad at me.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So
well,
several actually.
Yeah, because there was several. Okay. Anyway, that's not what this is about. This is a call because what we had to do is this. We had planned on having a 10th anniversary show, and we had to promote it. Well, we had to get online to tell people that we can't promote it because we can't count on you.
What?
What? We can't count on you.
What do you mean you can't count on me? Dude, this is our movie.
Okay.
Our.
Okay.
It's not my movie. It's not your movie. It's not Mo's movie. It's ours. The three of us.
Okay.
As a team. It's our film. Okay? We are a team.
Okay. Well.
It's our movie. We need to promote
okay,
this.
Okay, Perry. Well, yes. It was our movie, and yes, we were a team. And now, through the past, what you've done is you've already ruined two opportunities for movies. And we asked you, if you want to keep things going, we've asked you time and time again, we need you to behave in a professional manner. And to tell you the truth, I don't blame you. There was a lot of people out there that told you things that they led you astray. And you didn't know who to believe. And they continue to say things, and make you do things that probably you wouldn't have done. But the point is that I had to make a decision. And after the fight, your anger is getting to a new fucking insane level. I want you to hear this. This is the fight from the other day. Why don't you talk like a human being? Every time you lose a battle.
Stop smoking. I'm out of here. I'm out of here.
You don't want to talk? Smoking. I don't give a shit if you
want.
I don't give a shit what you want. You came here for a reason. What's your reasoning?
I was told to come here and to get my name, that you were going to give me my name.
I'm not giving your name back. You're out of your fucking mind.
And this fucking guy smoking weed and spilling it.
It's not weed.
It into my
apple cherry wood tobacco smells so good.
Just sit down. Sit down.
I can't.
Sit down. Just
smoke.
Sit down. Yeah, you're going to be okay. I want you out of my life. What do you want from me?
I want my show back, one.
You're not going to get
give
it.
Give me back my bullets.
Look at it from my position. You've ruined two movie remakes.
Why are you blowing smoke in my face?
It just set in the mood.
You're making me fucking angrier than a motherfucker.
Okay.
Why? What did
That's
I do?
Not what this show's about. We don't want you angry. It's about comedy and pure rock, right, Lisa Marie?
It's about comedy. It's about pure rock. And, you know, smoke follows...
Sit down!
Smoke follows beauty. You should be honored to have smoke follow you.
Sit down.
Perry, you should be
sit
honored.
Sit down.
Stop putting that in my face!
You can't control yourself at all. You're out of your fucking mind. Sit down. You want to be? You want something? You want to talk to me? You came back to get your name. And so what are you going
to
do? What are you going to do? Put the headphones on and talk to me.
Here. Let go of the fucking headphones.
So wait a minute.
Come on.
You are such a girl.
I'm a girl.
Yes. Sit down. Just talk to me.
Smoke a peace pipe.
Why don't
smoke a peace pipe,
you know
Kemosabe.
Get that fucking thing away from
maybe
my face.
Maybe that'll mellow you the fuck out.
You're it's not going to mellow me out.
How do you know?
Because it's making me sick.
Sit down, Perry. Don't.
Get the fuck off of me. Come on.
Stop, stop, stop. Stop. Why is this? Stop fighting him.
Stop.
Don't bite me, you fucking
animal.
Hope he has his rabies shot.
Take it easy, you fucking animal.
Put your hand down, Skin.
Put
master.
Your hand down.
Do Chet.
Stop it. Mellow out.
You guys
just,
want?
I'm just holding him down.
Okay. All right. Scam master, Dan's going to get off.
Fuck.
You.
Right, I'm going to get up.
Okay. All right. Good break. It's like MMA. Did you bite him again, Scam master?
Oh, my God. There's blood. Get pictures of that.
Did you bite him?
Yeah.
Blood off of me.
You bit my fucking arm.
This is...
my lip. Well, who's bleeding?
I don't know.
It's HIV blood. That's HIV
me
blood.
Me.
That is HIV skin master blood. Hold on.
I don't have HIV.
Don't touch anything.
Don't touch it. Don't touch it.
Sit down.
Get off of me.
Let him get you some fucking
get you
stuff.
Some
I don't
stuff.
Want you walking around.
There's
just
blood all over. Blood stains.
Sit down. Everything's cool. Just
calm
sit down.
Calm down and sit, Perry. Let's clean it up.
Yep.
Sit there.
What's bleeding? Are you?
There's where you bit me. And you drew blood
out. Oh, yeah.
Just
sit down and don't move.
Sit. Please, there's too much stuff going on.
Okay, here you go, bud. Just here, get this on your lip.
Mole's
no,
gonna...
No, no, no. Get... Here, stay
yeah,
there.
Yeah, my lip is bleeding.
Just...
Okay, stay right
just
there.
Don't move.
It's
don't move.
It's not
just stay.
Blood.
Just stay
sit,
there.
Sit,
stay there, stay there, stay there.
Headphones are broken.
Sit down.
Headphones are unplugged.
Just sit down.
They're not broken.
Yeah, they are.
Back together, maybe.
No, it doesn't.
Maybe, no.
No.
I'll super glue it.
$2,000 headphones.
He broke it again.
Yep.
That's the second Perry's broke.
I didn't break them.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, God.
Perry, you fucking attacked me, you fucking retard. Now sit down. Sit down, please.
I'll tell you what.
Take this.
This is rocking. Now this is like a crazy, this is like Altamont.
I gotta go back to Milwaukee.
I tell you what, I liked it better when Chet was here.
Yeah, Chet wasn't violent.
Chet never attacked Dan. Scaremaster, sit down, dude, and relax.
Yeah, just sit.
You've got other things going on, clearly.
Thank you.
What goes on in your head, fucking Perry? Seriously.
Is your arm okay, Dan?
Take this.
Thank
well,
you.
His teeth went through my skin.
I didn't reach bone.
Yeah, you did. Look at that.
It's deep.
That's deep as shit. There's a bruise there.
I can see it from here.
Let me see it from here. You fucking animal. Please. You bit me, Perry.
We are probably the most bite-filled non-animal show in the podcast world.
I agree. Yeah,
we got more friggin' bites of Vampire Diaries. Hell,
I think so.
Your thoughts?
You know, okay. Do you know what went on?
Yes, I do.
I was bullied again.
Okay.
Every time I'm with you and Mole, I am bullied and bullied and bullied over and over and over again. Is it funny? Yes.
Okay.
But this is cigarette smoke.
No, it wasn't. It was.
Or this apple tobacco, whatever the fuck
apple
it is.
Cherry wood tobacco.
Whatever. It makes me sick.
Okay.
And nauseated. And I don't like the smell.
All right.
Okay?
And I understand that. And I do understand that. But what you said right there, in a nutshell, is exactly what we're talking about. Are you bullied when you come here? Yes.
It's part of the show.
I understand that. And I was hoping you did. What we have there is we had a great show. They were talking about a reality series. They're talking about a big show in October. But it's too much. It's too much for me. And clearly it's too much for you. Because
what makes it too much is when I've got someone with cigarette smoke being blown in my face. Not
okay,
once, not twice. Right. Not three times, but five times.
Okay.
You would not quit.
Okay. I understand
you
that.
You even told him to put it out.
Okay. But Perry, you're missing the point here. You're right. It is a pain in the ass. And you're also right. It's funny. It's funny. And it's a pain in your ass. And the thing that's unfair to you and to me, it's unfair if you can't handle it. It's unfair to you that way.
Thank you.
Okay? And it's unfair to me that I have to put up with your bullshit. Your lies about going to Chicago.
That stuff is over.
You're absolutely right.
The reason why I kept lying about things was I want something to happen. Things are not happening. I feel like I'm doing the same stagnant thing for 3+ years and we're doing nothing.
No, we're not.
No movie coming out of
this. All right, well, Perry, as I told you, and I told you the other night on Sunday night when we taped that show, here's what kind of money you're going to get. Here's how you're going to make money. I told you about the T-shirt sales. I told you about the big show. I told you that we were going to raise money to put together a movie or a reality show. All that was said to you. And I tried to explain to you, this is what you have to go through to get this done. So when you say that we've been waiting a long time, well, I've been waiting a long time. And do you understand that every week, not only am I paying to have everything done, not only am I editing everything and spending hours not only editing but promoting this show online and getting everything together, I put a lot of time into this.
And your ass, too.
All right? And I'm spending money. I'm not making money. You were told that anytime you came here, no matter what, you'd get $10 for gas. At least $10. But many times, you got much more than that. $20, $30. And sometimes on good $10 shout-out days, you get a lot more than that. And I saw that Mole used to throw money at you. And I never broke my promise.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you didn't lose money coming here. I lost money every week.
I actually feel like I did lose money because it's a little bit more than $10.
Okay,
to drive back
you fucking
traffic.
Idiot. Stop. Who gives a fuck? You know that I'm spending money every month to keep the online stuff going. I'm working my ass off to do this. So it's unfair to both of us.
Right.
And I had to reach a decision. And I warned you after the last show that we taped that you were down to your last chance. And less than 12 hours after you had everything given to you, Nick, myself, Lisa Marie, Mary Jane. We tried to talk you down. And I said, if you make one more mistake, we're done. Well, Perry, we have to be done. I'm really, really sorry. Because I understand it isn't fair to you. And that's part of the decision in this. Because you couldn't comprehend what we were trying to do. I am so sorry. But you have to kind of look at it from my perspective.
Can I ask a question?
You can ask anything you'd like.
Are we going to do a 10-year reunion? I mean anniversary, not reunion.
Yeah.
Anniversary.
No. Because to do that, we would have to start promoting it weeks ago. What do you
Let me call you from the cell phone. My home phone's battery's down. I'll call you right back.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes.
I asked you about the 10-year, and you said no?
And we're not having a 10-year anniversary show, no.
So everything's bullshit. It's all over.
What do you mean bullshit, just out of curiosity?
Dealing with you for the past 20 years is complete okay. bullshit.
Do you understand how you made mistakes, Perry? I can't do this.
I do realize now this is bullshit.
I know it's bullshit, but Perry, what can I do? What can I do, dude?
Hello?
Perry.
Yeah.
Okay, now I hear you perfectly.
Okay.
The show has to be over. There is no 10th anniversary show.
I don't feel that that's fair because you and myself made a bitching movie.
Yes, yes we did.
You have a role about fucking with me. Like, when I went and saw it with you guys at Paramount Pictures, was I not laughing out of my seat?
I, Perry, yes you were. But what you're missing here is this. You've been getting violent. You've been raising your fist to Mary Jane. And I'm going to tell you something. Mary Jane is the best person that's ever been in my life. And you have no idea how hard it was to not beat the fuck out of you for raising your fist to her. I let it slide.
Yeah.
When you bit my arm, I didn't punch you in the face because I was afraid I'd break your neck. But there's still, days later, I still have the scar. And you're getting more and more violent. And I told you when we recorded the show on Sunday night, I said, this is it. You have one last chance. And I wake up the next day to see what you wrote on Facebook about your therapist.
What did I write on Facebook about my therapist?
Okay. Then after everything was said to you, you started ripping on me again, saying that you quit.
That I was pissed.
Okay, well, Perry, you're not listening, and I'm trying to be nice. Perry, I do understand, because I know this meant a lot to you, and I know you can't completely figure out what's going on. You know, but you don't know. And you're sitting there, and you just wanted the money. But I told you the last time, it's too much for me. I work my ass off. I do nothing but spend money. I don't even know what's going on with Mole. Have you talked to Mole at all?
I don't talk to Mole. That's what you do.
I'm just saying. I haven't talked to Mole at all. I have no idea what's going on with him. But Perry, I mean no harm. I don't mean anything bad. But you're too disruptive to me. We do a show, and then the rest of the week, I've got to try to weasel with Nick and everybody else to get you to the next show. Then you come there unprepared. I understand. I do understand. I'm not blaming you. But I'm just telling you, your personality has made it next to impossible for me. It's so hard. And what I said to you is, I need your commitment to this for these last 5 months, till the end of the year. We're going to try to one more time to raise money. We're going to have a show in the main room to celebrate our 10th anniversary of Windy City Heat. I told you how...
Well, I'm going to say it like this. Either you do that or I'm on the road rock and roll. I'm on the road to rock and roll. Okay?
You're on the road to rock and roll?
Yep, I'm going to rock and roll.
Well, then you know what? That's good. Then rock and roll, because we can't do that.
Have a good life.
That's all you want to say?
What else is there to say? Okay. You treat me like shit.
Okay, well, Perry, and you treat me like shit.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm supposed to put up with it? I have Nick on the phone, your manager, a guy who has spent so much time with you. A typical week getting Perry ready for the show. Do we have to spend a lot of time doing this?
Oh, I spend hours. In fact, on podcast day, I have to put my family aside, and I spend the whole day so I make sure, you know, Perry's ready and there at the podcast.
Okay. And your lie when you said that you went to Chicago. We can't depend on you anymore, Perry. And your violence is getting...
I'm out of the trailer!
What?
I just got to take Spencer's water and do another movie.
Okay.
Okay, over. Thank you.
Well, good luck to you.
Thanks. Bye.
Well, there you have it. That's what I've been doing for over 21 years now. Every time we try to do something, I try to explain to him what's going on. He wants to continue. He wants to try to make the money. He understands, oh, every time I'm around you, I get picked on. He understands that it's funny. But there's no getting through to him. And that's the way the Big Three project ends. I really am sorry. I wish we could have finished it. Before we go, there was a lot of $10 shoutouts, and I didn't want to send the money back, so what I'll do is... Before we had this phone call, I had Perry record, I guess basically listening to me read the final $10 shoutouts. So here you go. This is it for the last time. It's time once again for our $10 shoutout.
$10 shoutout.
All right, we got some $10 shoutouts here, and this one is to be read by Perry. Well, Perry, you're not here and you can't see that. Dear Big Three, sorry again for the Canadian money. Okay, he only sent $10 Canadian money, which fucks us. I am in jail and can't get any American money. This song is inspired by Jake.
Hold on. Because it looks like you're trying to call me on my cell phone.
Who is?
It looks like you are.
Oh, turn your cell phone off.
Yeah. Clearly, I'm on the phone with you, Perry, and you buy into that I'm calling you right now. Because I'm talking to you on the phone. All right. So as I said, Dear Big Three, sorry again for the Canadian money, but I am in jail and cannot get American money. This song was inspired by JQA and is set to the tune of London Calling by The Clash. This version is called Reseda Calling. And then it says Hit It Wandez, which is a funny thing. Reseda Calling to the faraway... Okay, faraway towers, no AIDS declared. Well, listen, Reseda Calling to the Underworld, come out of the closet, you boys and girls.
Calling, yeah.
Reseda Calling, now don't just sit, because I really got to get a greasy Italian shit. Reseda Calling, this is really small writing, and I really appreciate that. Toyota Engines, it goes through the whole thing, it's cute. Yours truly, Paul Bernardo. And it's a cute little parody of London Calling done to Reseda. We got a lot of things we got to get to today, so let me just go through these as quick as possible. This next one.
Okay.
You there, Perry? How you doing,
buddy? I'm here.
Okay. Oh, this is a long one. As usual, it's way too long. Dear Big Three, I've been a fan of you guys ever since I saw Windy City on Comedy Central. That movie took a worthless, talentless, unprofessional nobody named Perry Caravello and made him a star. On Facebook, it seemed I was always the one finding and posting the articles all over the internet that were about Perry. CNN's homepage, where Perry lied about going to Chicago, Dwight Howard leaving L.A. because of Perry, and just last week, the Consumer's Report rating Perry's skateboards. I remember that one. Perry decided to shoot the messenger, me, and block me from Facebook and report me when I did nothing wrong. I just was reporting to the fans that had already been reported on the podcast. I can no longer contact him directly, so I take it to the public. One thing I didn't know is that Perry is a very giving person. For the past couple of months, I've been designing logos, creating motion graphics to be used in videos, editing a movie tribute video to be played, and created flyers for Perry's Comedy Pirock Resurrection, not to mention some work that I've been doing on his skateboard company. I did this on my own time, knowing full well Perry may not even use what I had created it. Do you know this guy at all, Perry?
Tell me his name.
Okay, and doing it for free out of the kindness of my heart. At the time, I honestly felt sorry for Perry and wanted to help him out. I was just about finished, and I was going to send this over to Perry's Facebook. But after Perry dirtbag antics, he can forget it. You just shit away $20,000 worth of free professional graphic and video work that could have gone into Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection. Perry, if you have any of those CPRR submissions I sent you, I will come down on you harder than Randy Callahan did. And since submitted my resume to Terrifying Tim Skateboards and already have a great ad campaign plan that will definitely give Perry more headaches and competition than he can handle. And Don, if you need any work done in your Lisa Marie Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection and not Perry's Comedy Pure Crock, oh, that's not nice, I will be happy to lend my services to you. At least on Don's show, they will tell jokes, unlike on Perry's show, which is a joke. Morley, I cannot send in a $10 handout to a scamming, dirty, filthy, thieving, gypsy, Javajo troll who refuses to work and live off disability, all the while going to skate parks and skateboarding. So consider this my one and only letter I will be sending Perry. Should actually have to work with this $10 I sent in. For this, Perry needs to tell his world-famous spaghetti joke, something the fans have been demanding for a long time. So get off your ass right now and actually work for your $10. Do you know a Joe Doc?
Do I know a Joe Doc? No.
Okay. Well, that's who it was. You don't have to tell this that story because I'm tired of it, too. We're going to just try to go through these as quickly as possible, which seems like a fucking book of these. Dear Big Three, thank you for providing the best podcast on earth. Perry has been a long hero of mine. From his flawless acting method learned at the Vanmar Academy to his never-ending commitment to skateboarding and his rock and roll lifestyle, he is a consummate professional. Being a Big Three fan from the beginning and with the recent addition to the wonderfully charismatic puppet Wolfie, I'm increasingly inclined to allow my six-year-old to listen more than ever. As of late, Perry's blatant racism and homophobia has left me having to do a lot of explaining what a hate speech is. I'm trying to reconcile his statement that it may be strong religious beliefs, including perverse sexuality and being a sin biblically, with the facts he constantly takes the Lord's name in vain, carries out physical violence, rumors of murder and disability fraud abound, pictures of recent drug use surfacing, why people are constantly referring to him as a fat, filthy, lying, greaseball, Italian, Javajo, gypsy, dirtbag. All those things have... What's that?
I'm saying, excuse me.
Okay.
Why are you, or why are the fans getting into something that is complete BS?
Okay, let me finish this and we'll go into that. It's just a couple lines more. All these things have me questioning you as a quality role model and a team player, Scaremaster. Could you set the record straight so I can feel good about letting my child dress as you for Halloween this year? Big, big three fan. Michael Allen Ramage. Do you want to address that?
Never heard of it, guy. But the crap about being a Navajo gypsy. You started that ridiculous saying, and I wish it would stop.
Well, I think it will. Here's a very quick one. Don, please read. Dear Perry, I've asked you many times before, and I will ask you again. I didn't want to make it public with this, but you have left me no choice. Please stop calling me at 818. Is this yours? There's a number here. And asking me to blow you again. That was 21 years ago, for God's sake. Get over it. And I'll sign Randy Callahan.
Thank you for not saying my phone number.
Yeah, I never did. Perry, that's the thing. I stopped doing that. I stopped mentioning RC because it was bullshit. Dear Big Three, the following is the top five reasons why Perry should totally go gay. Number one, the male penis was intellectually designed by a Navajo god to fit exclusively in Perry's hands, mouth, and asshole. Two, people's... What's that?
Oh, my God. I already know who wrote this. Moreland.
Well, we don't know that yet. Number two, people say I got fucked in the ass like it's a bad thing. Perry could say I got fucked in the ass and I liked it. Number three, blowjobs with Randy Callahan. Number four, in the gay Bible, it was Adam and Steve, not Adam and Eve. Five, Perry's asshole and mouth were intellectually designed by Navajo God to accommodate big black cocks. Coincidence? Perry, knowing what you know now, would you consider your decision to go... What? Knowing what you know now, would you reconsider your decision to go gay? And then it says Randy.
Years.
Yeah, well,
Never in a quadzillion years.
I know that. I know that, Perry. You don't need to mention that. I do know that. I do understand that. And it's bullshit that people say this. Can you try to get a little closer to your phone, though? Are you on speakerphone?
Yeah.
Get off speakerphone and pick up.
Okay, I'm on the phone.
Okay. This is a $10 shout-out to Wolfie. Dear Wolfie, how's it going, pal? I just want to say that I really love what you brought to the Big Three. You are very funny and talented. I hope that you stick around and help raise the bar a little. Is there any chance of you doing a Wolfie's Corner? I'd sure that people would like that. Thanks a lot and have a nice day. Sincerely, your friend David. P.S. Enclosed is $10, but Wolfie, I don't want you to give any of this money to Perry unless he's nice to you and lets you sample some of his delicious Italian meatballs.
Oh, please.
All right, here's another one. Dear Big Three, Hector Boyardee here writing to you again. I don't remember... I was ready to quit my job and open a restaurant with you guys, but upon receiving no email and listening to Perry say there was no way he would do it, it got me to thinking, Perry is right. Opening up a restaurant is not the way to go. Food trucks are now the popular thing and are sweeping the nation by storm. That's why I would like Perry and myself to start our own food truck called Hector's International Vienna's, or HIV for short.
What?
Okay, he wants to open a place called Hector International Vienna's. Or it's called HIV for short.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a good one.
I would never be involved.
I don't think that's good at all.
I would never be involved.
Let me finish this. HIVs sell the best sausage subs in Southern California. Think about it. Me and Perry working hard and handling Vienna sausages all day and really putting on a smile on our customer's face. The truck's logo would feature Perry's face on the side of a truck and his mouth open.
That says HIV? Forget it.
No, it doesn't say that. It says, and open our famous sausage subs jamming down his throat. So they're not going to have the HIV. They're just going to have the sub jammed down your throat on the side.
No.
Here would be the top three sellers. Perry's 2 3/4 inch nub sub, a small, greasy, limp, mini Italian sausage topped with filthy onions, gypsy garlic, and an unprofessional Parmesan. Hector's foot-long fatty.
Oh, God.
This doesn't sound good either. For a real man to enjoy, I think true Vienna sausage mixed with a masculine marinara sauce and playful peppers to tickle your tonsils. Then the last one, the Callahan. Okay, let me just read it so we can get it out of the way. You'll be in real trouble when you order the sub and have it to deep throat this half beef stick. Comes with a side of Caravello ketchup and 3 SAG vouchers. As you see, Perry and HIV go great together and would be a fantastic food truck with some great food. I'm excited for HIVs to get rolling and start making some serious cash. Perry, do not miss out on the awesome opportunity. Please email me with the...
Never would I be involved with a truck with those names.
Well, if you want never the... I'm sorry.
No, never would I be involved with anything like that.
It's at chefhb@yahoo.com. Thanks.
Never.
Chef Hector Boyardee. Anyway, we're getting through this kind of quick, a little quicker than I thought. Maybe not. I do see a lot more. All right, this comes from Comedy Central. Dear Perry Caravello, have yet to hear back from you and find this very disturbing. We're still interested in hiring you as a Javajo abroad, but the interest is waning. I must say your use of the hate words on the podcast has bothered the entire Comedy Central family. Mr. Caravello, you need to understand that words hurt and we would like you to change your ways. A formal apology has been written for you. If you choose to read it, Comedy Central will know that you are still aboard. If you do not read an apology, A Javajo Abroad will be recast with Carson Daly. After all, Carson has recently converted to your religion, and it would be a perfect fit. Plus, he would have been amazing as Stone Fury. Yergi was right on that point. This is from Woodrow Wilson, President and CEO of Comedy Central. Perry's apology. Do you want me to read it or no?
Please.
Hi, everybody. Perry Caravello here. Some of you may have heard that hateful words that I've been using against gays over the past decade. I'm here to tell you I don't mean anything by those things. In fact, I like gays, and I've even tried homosexuality myself. Technically, I was paid for the service, and that means I'm a professional gay. If any of these comics offend you, I'm sorry. I didn't mean them, and I just... You're not going to use this, are you? Perry?
I would never use anything like that.
Okay. This is really going well. I'm really glad that I'm reading these on, but I just wanted to get these people. Oh, fuck, another one. Dear Big Three, my name is Ron Cornelius, and I've lived here all my life in Chicago. Growing up, I heard tales of a mysterious mass murderer who was never caught. From eyewitness accounts, he had greasy black hair, wore a black leather jacket, and a fedora. The name of this mysterious figure went by the name of the notorious Chicago Back Alley Bum Rapist, who had his way with many homeless gentlemen back in the 40s and 50s. This got me very suspicious on how a certain member of the Caravello family spent his Chicago nights back in the 40s and 50s.
Please.
I know, they've even got a picture here. They show this guy and then they show you kind of in the same way. This is where this...
Get off of it, it's all bullshit.
Should I read this or no?
Read it.
This is where the story and consciousness gets darker. My research led me to the true identity of the infamous murderer, Jack the Ripper. Some researchers believe that they had it figured out. An Italian immigrant was executed for killing 3 prostitutes in Ripper-styled fashion in Chicago exactly 2 years after the original Ripper murders stopped. Apparently, the same Italian immigrant lived in the Whitechapel, London, during the time of the original Ripper murders before moving to Chicago. The name of the Italian immigrant? Oh, this is... It says it's a relative of yours.
Does it mention the Sal Corsi?
No, it says Fabrico Caravelli.
No.
And it says he's actually Jack the Ripper.
Sal Corsi,
Perry's great-great-grandfather.
Was a sheriff in Chicago, and he opened up the police force.
Who was this?
Florida.
Who was this?
Sal Corsi.
Yeah, okay.
The cousin to Antonio Corsi.
They're not saying that. They claim this guy is your great-great-grandfather. They want to know if does the effing...
Who's my great-great-grandfather?
They call the guy Fabrico. And then they ask if the effing Perry F. Caravello is for Fabrico.
Frank? Toronto. My mother's father is my grandfather, who was one of the most popular tailors in Chi-Town back in the turn of the century, the late 1800s, the early 1900s. That's Frank Giuliano. Which he, of course, in a lot of suits for the police.
Yeah, we know about this guy. Come on, Perry. We know all about this guy. They're not saying that. Perry, stop! They're not talking about him. Talking about Fabrico. Saying that,
Fabrico Caravello?
Saying that he was the Chicago back alley bum rapist in the 40s and 50s. All these questions add up to a certain yes. He'll lie. The F means something else. I happen to know the F means Frank, correct?
Say that about Frank again?
That the F in your name stands for Frank.
Frank, correct.
He goes on to talk about people that you've killed, Sheba's Terrifying Tim, Juan Dez, JonBenet Ramsey, Tupac Shakur, countless others, and the attempted murder of JQA follows Perry's devotion to keep up his family tradition of murdering innocent people with no mercy.
Oh, God, what a crack of garbage. It's all a big lie.
Yeah, it goes on to talk about your chili cook-off, 900 guests, and this again.
900 guests?
Okay, I'm not going to read anymore. They've got a picture here. It doesn't matter.
Guests.
Don't worry about it. I think that we're going to solve that problem today. And it's signed Ron Cornelius. You know, by the way, the people sending this in, I'm sorry that these fucking $10 shout-outs are in such a bad situation, but I wanted to get them out because I didn't want to send your money back. Dear Big Three, I've been a fan of your show for a long time, and I just want to say I'm sick and tired of everyone ragging on Perry.
Thank you.
He can't help how he is. He has had a terrible role models. One of those people is always bragging about Christopher Columbus. Let me tell you the true story of Columbus, and you will see why Perry looks up to him so much. No, I don't mean him surrounding himself with seamen. When Columbus took his first voyage to America, the king and queen of Spain had offered him a reward for the first person to see land. Rodrigo de Triana? I don't know. It doesn't matter. Triana was the first person to spot America, but later Columbus told everyone that he had actually seen it hours earlier so he could claim the reward. That's right. Columbus literally scammed the government out of money. Wow. Using
give me a fucking break. Now this guy's saying that I scammed the government out of money? Can I talk about what happened to me back in December 1979?
We've heard it before.
But he said Columbus scammed. He didn't say you did. He said Columbus.
He's saying Columbus. Stop.
He's into making me look like a scam artist.
Okay, stop. Let me just finish this so I can get through this crap real quick.
Finish.
That's right. Columbus has literally scammed the government out of tons of money using his fake visibility scheme. Regards.
Oh, shut up.
Brian McBride.
Yeah, it's fake, all right. Yeah, go to the hospital and look at the...
Okay, but Perry...
Look at what happened to me.
All right, this guy comes from Rochester, New York, and he's the host of the Just Breaking News podcast. Or Just Breaking podcast, excuse me. Well, you know what's, like, amazing is, Perry, you were told not to talk about your disability, and what are you doing? All right, stop. Don't say another word.
I'm not talking about
don't
my
just.
Disability.
I said stop.
You're reading.
I said stop. I said stop. Dear Big Three, I want to give you a $10 shout out to Wolfie and to the gang. Perry, the charade that you were a skateboarder has got to stop. You have about as much coordination as an athletic skill as a Down syndrome kid playing dodgeball. Well, that's not nice. That's not nice at all. An unfair comparison. We've all seen your gay advertisements where you go up the half pipe back and forth with not a trick in sight. Kids 5-year-olds can do more than you. You look like a big sack of shit riding a skateboard for his first time. So, Perry, it's time you end this lie as well as all the rest of the lies that never stop coming out of your mouth. Accept your true identity as a bathroom bride for either Quincy or Dimitri Moreland. Now go tic-tac on your skateboard, your most advanced trick. Big Three, Tony White. I wonder if that's at Sean White's brother or anything like that. I'm sorry again. I'm just trying to get through these as quick as possible just to read them so you get your name on this show. Dear Perry, this is John Edward from the television show Crossing Over with John Edwards. As a psychic medium, I've been blessed with the ability to communicate with the deceased in order to convey their final messages. I am rewriting this because my last letter was not successful at conveying the message from the departed. It appears that you have upset a spiritual someone who has passed away. A former lover attempted to convey their internal feelings for you, but you failed to guess who it was. That lover has reached out to me once again and to communicate with me with other messages. You and this person share deep ultimate encounters. She says that you meant a lot to her and you met on a set acting out a romantic scene. The scene eventually evolved into set romance. What are they talking about? Do you know?
Talk about Shiva.
The next line it says, she said Don's nickname, Meal Ticket, would ring a bell. Okay, I think you're right. She explained how the nickname had two meanings. It meant that you and her would have a great success if you continued to work together, unlike your current state of living. Also, it meant that you and her would feast upon her naked body, especially eating her cock stump. Perry, if you know who this is, in your soul, please let us know. Excuse me. Sorry about that. You know what? They sometimes say ghosts are around you sneeze. Isn't that funny that I did that? Because I think you're right. That is Sheba. It says, before she can truly rest in peace. Please let her know how you feel. Signed, John Edwards. Do you want to say anything to Sheba or no?
It's all bullshit.
Okay. We're almost done here. Holy shit, this comes from the NAACP, Los Angeles, to Mr. Perry F. Caravello. Justice for Nathaniel Jackson. Dear Mr. Caravello, we, the Los Angeles branch of the NAACP, will be organized a march in honor of the Nathaniel Jackson, a child who died tragically as a result of your actions.
I never met this child, never saw him. I was just blamed for something ridiculous.
Well, they claim that this march is called Justice for Nathaniel and will start in Canoga Park at 9 a.m. on Saturday, August 10th. Over the course of many hours, they will make their way through the underprivileged neighborhoods of Reseda and Northridge. Wow, I didn't know that was what they considered them. And the march will come to a conclusion at the Recreation Center in Granada Hills. We want you to join a march and remember Nathaniel and demonstrate support for his family, who are still suffering each day with this painful loss of their child because of you. That's what they're. I don't think that's your fault.
It's not my fault. I had nothing to do with it. I don't know these people. Mo kept bringing it up. Mo kept trying to push the fact that I killed Nathaniel. I never knew this child.
Okay,
it's fucking ridiculous.
Okay, they go on to say, they also want you to deliver a 30-minute speech at Granada Hills Recreation Center at the conclusion of the march, expressing your remorse for your actions. Nathaniel's family is looking forward to joining you to remember this innocent child that you allowed to die. We will send someone.
I allowed to die. See? Again, how am I going to allow a child to die by number one? I never met this child. Number two, I never knew the family. Number three, I know nothing about these people.
It's probably true. Anyway, let me finish this.
It's like saying that you allowed JFK to die.
When you mentioned the JFK thing, how many days after he died were you
born? 5 days before his death.
5 days before his death. So as you were a young Perry, John F. Kennedy was checking out. If that isn't weird. And then you mentioned this on this show. Unbelievable. We will send someone to pick you up and drive you to the marching starting point in Canoga Park. Please be prepared for them. It's August 10th. Please be prepared for them to arrive at your address at 7 a.m. the morning of August 10th. What?
I might have a booking that date.
Perry, you're not going to. Okay.
I have a doctor's appointment that date, I believe.
All right, so you can't go on the march if you have a doctor's appointment. Well, poor Nathaniel. That 30-minute speech at Granada Hills would have been just breathtaking.
Yes, I have a doctor's appointment.
Okay, well then you won't go. They wanted you to make sure you were wearing comfortable shoes because you're going to be doing a lot of walking. Thank you for your participation in the event. I personally look forward to going marching with you and hearing your speech apologizing for the loss of young Nathaniel. This comes from Tyrone Biggums, Los Angeles NAACP. P.S. You better be there. Okay, that's not cool to threaten Barry. That really isn't.
They threaten me all they want to, but when I have a doctor's appointment, I have a doctor's appointment.
Okay, so. To be read by Walter Molininsky, who's not here. Hey, gang, Pastor Raul Ramos here. I'm having Mole read this letter because Perry can't read, and I cannot stand the sound of that little pretty boy's temperance, Don Barris. What? You can't stand my voice?
Wow.
I'm going to read it anyway. I spent the last 2 weeks sweeping up the ashes of what was once Rolling Hills Pray the Gay Away camp. The Don Barris projector incident devastated our church, and I have lost almost all of my congregation to the homosexual community. Our founder, Larry, left behind 3 children when he divorced his wife and moved to the Castro. What's the Castro?
Cuba?
No, that's the guy who runs Cuba, but thank you. My good friend Dale contracted a new super strain of HIV during the business trip to Reseda, California, and his doctor has given him only 2 months to live. Don just keeps going around batting those eyes and showing off his package without thinking of the people that it hurts. It is no wonder that the co-host, Scary Perry Caramello, is constantly expressing his sexual frustration in the Denny's men's room and then making up stories about sleeping with imaginary woman that he met in his S-word apartment. Even the Raven-Raven-Roo-Roo-Recha... Oh, I see what they're doing. They're actually trying to say it. Rub 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 rub. My life's work is...
So they're trying to tell me that I never had a neighbor named Linda Johnson.
I think that's what they're saying.
Linda Johnson and I, we're not dating.
Let me just say this. I think that what they're saying is that you lie a lot. Brindy Geber is maybe the one that they're talking about, that you lied, that you said you had sex with her.
I'm admitting the truth.
Great.
Geber, bitch.
My life's work has been ruined, and I guess there's nothing to say but damn you, Don Barris. Damn you, big, beautiful, home-wrecking Frank Sinatra blue eyes. Yours in Christ, Raul Ramos, former pastor of Rolling Hills Pray the Gay Away Camp. P.S., we haven't heard from UA Craig III in a while. I hope that weasel gypsy didn't knock him off. Did you do something to him, Perry?
I don't know UA Craig III's face.
Okay, I was just saying they asked you. That's all I'm saying to you.
I don't know him face to face. Because when I meet him face to face, you'll know about it immediately.
How's that?
I'll call you up and tell you.
Well, that's quite a story. On this one, we have another group of pictures, I believe. From the same kid that did this before. All right, and he's got a little letter here. Dear Big Three, how come Mole doesn't swear? It's good, because my dad knew a man who swore a lot, and they shot him in the face. Uncle Jason was the Tohi?
Tohi had to go away.
Uncle Jason was the two he had to go away. You guys are so much funny. I would do anything to meet you guys. Perry's so cool. Nason Allgreen. And then he drew us some pictures again. Well, thank you. Thank you, Nelson. Or
thank
Nate.
You. Thank you.
These are good pictures, too. Uncle. Oh, here's where they got... this is kind of dirty. And they're talking about... Oh, well. We're down to our last one here. And this, of course, it's got to be long. At this point, I have a feeling Perry is too dumb to realize who is actually writing this letter. It's Charles Bronson, Pally. I watched Windy City Heat not too long ago and couldn't believe my eyes. Stone Fury is a complete ripoff of every tough guy I've ever played. That dirty, disgusting 30-year-old plastic garbage bag jacket.
Oh, yeah, sure.
That probably stole from the Goodwill was a blatant character assassination attempt on my image. Perry Caravello is not at my level.
Writing this letter.
You don't know that for sure.
I do know that for sure.
You
I
don't?
By the way,
okay, well, it's
by the way, it's written in the way you're reading it.
Okay, well, let me read on. since Perry pulled up his... It's not Hugh A. Craig III. He hasn't even written us lately. Since Perry pulled up his skirt, tucked in his manhood, and dodged a bare-knuckled brawl with me, I have a better idea. I got in contact with your opponent, William Randolph Hearst. For the past month, I've been training alongside with my old trainer, a trainer, Kat Kwakak. I don't know. Q-W-A-K-A-K. I've never heard a Q without a U after it, so I don't know how this is pronounced. We're focused on the power jabs to the ribs, chest, and stomach. We've increased Williams' bench press and leg press up 250%. If I can't kick Perry's pathetic disabled ass because he's too intimidated by me, then I can train someone to do it for me. Believe me, Perry, William Randolph Hearst III will bury you. Huh. What do you say?
He will kiss my fucking ass because I do 8 plates aside on leg pressing at the gym, okay?
Yes.
Benching, my benching's not good. That I will admit because of my blood clot.
All right, let's just, everything's an excuse. Let me just continue to read on.
Everything's an excuse?
Let me just read on. With Perry hospitalized,
may
I please read on?
Finish and then we're going to talk about everything's just an excuse.
Okay. Perry hospitalized or dead and out of the picture after the fight, maybe Windy City Heat too could use a real badass, manly Stone Fury. Just imagine me, Charles Bronson as Stone Fury. Marty Balsam said he would love a part in it as well as the big crime boss, Jimmy Two Tongues. Well, wait a minute, wasn't Big Lou in there? I would love to star along with such seasoned professionals as you, Don, and you, Walter. Don, you remind me of my late friend Telly Savalas, menacing with a tough sex appeal that drives the women crazy. Well, thank you. Walter, you as Brock remind me of a young David Jansen, rugged good looks with high intelligence to match. I would love to come out of retirement and co-star with the two of you. In October, Marty and I do plan on coming and attending the anniversary show. If Perry dares to even look at me funny, I will smack the vagina off that fanny pack he's wearing, that dog-molesting, weed-whacker, hair-combing, drag-queen-loving, fake-disability-scamming, no-good, rotten son of a bitch. Then we can discuss my role as Stone Fury in Windy City Heat 2. My new agent, who says he has his own problems with the Scaremaster, actually doesn't say Scaremaster. It says he has his own problems with the Scam Master. In the past, has used his graphic design talents and designed a movie poster to get the buzz going. Stay well, pallies. Charles Bronson. Well, there you go. The last $10 shout out. Now.
It's complete bullshit.
What's complete bullshit?
The Charles Bronson guy. You would never write something like that about me. Like that.
You don't know that.
I think I do.
Well, anyway, that was our $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out!
I don't know much else to say. I feel bad for Perry because I know that Perry will apologize and beg to be back. I just don't know if we can take this anymore. I would like to thank, before we go, the fans. It's so cool to do something and have people understand what you're doing. It's a little bit different. People can look at it different ways, but the people that got this, it was spectacular. Again, there were some great fans, and then there were some guys that felt they could take it from us, which is one of the big downfalls of the project. I don't know if you caught this, but as my phone call earlier with Perry was ending, you heard him talking about a text that he just received about someone asking him to do a movie and how he didn't need me anymore. But thank you guys. Thank you for putting all your effort into helping us. To Mole, 21 years, we had very good chemistry. It was something special to work with a very, very funny guy like Mole. I also want to make sure I thank Jimmy Kimmel. For 7.5 years, we were trying to do something with this project. Nobody believed in it. Jimmy Kimmel came around, believed in it, said he'd make a movie, made a movie. Has kept me working for a long time, and I can't thank him enough. As well as Saul Steinberger with Greenbaum. He was a huge fan of this project and did everything to kind of promote it for us. What a great guy. Mary Jane, you have been someone that has been here and done nothing but help me and help this project so much. You're a beautiful woman that could be doing anything with anybody. But you believed in me, and that made this thing strong. Vince Freeman, our sound guy, he's as boring as anyone I've ever met in my life. And I'm not joking about that. Yet, he always had unbelievably great things to say about this and motivated everyone. Perry's manager, Nick Shadursky, the guy just would do anything to help this out. He would talk to Perry 10 hours a day sometimes. He's just amazing. And it's, now, William Randolph Hearst and your buddy Gavin McGinnis, you guys took something when we first made it, and you were the person that was louder than anybody about it. You pushed the shit out of this. Thank you very much. Bobcat Goldthwait and Brad Morrison, you know, you directed, you edited that movie, and you made it what it was. I remember when we had a 12-hour version of it. I remember I was talking with Mole and thinking to ourselves, how are they going to edit any of this out? And you made it a classic. Thank you. I also want to thank Cleto and Jeff from Cleto and the Cletones for writing all our jingles. And I want to throw this out at everybody. Now, today is the last time we recorded a show. We never released the show before this, the one where Perry gets in a disguise to come here as Mole's friend from Wisconsin that originally lived in England after he moved from Wisconsin. I want to have the fans kind of tell us if you want to hear that one next week. It was a comedy, Pure Rock Resurrection, that Mole was on, and Perry and Lisa Marie. So if you guys want to hear that, let me know. Well, like I said, it's 21 years. Thank you for the people that love this. Goodbye. Or should I say, goodbye.